It only took Sandy Zoradowitz one pickleball lesson.
And I fell in love with it that minute and then became totally addicted to it.
Zoradowitz's first pickleball lesson was 2 years ago. Now she plays almost every day in Plantation Central Park. She calls pickleball a forgiving sport for her and her group of friends. Some of them have old injuries.
We were used to being active. We wanted to stay active. And then we learned this, and this can be played by anybody at any age. We have people who've had all kinds of knee problems, rotator cuff problems, heart problems. They can still play pickleball.
Pickleball is basically a combination of racquetball, tennis, and ping pong. That's the clinking of the neon orange wiffle ball. The game was invented on Bainbridge Island in Washington State back in 1965.
It was created by a guy that, as far as I can tell, was trying to have something for his kids and him to do over the summer.
James Santiago also plays pickleball just about every day at Holiday Park in Fort Lauderdale. He's almost right about that dad. Three dads were the founding fathers of pickleball, and they did have bored kids.
And they had a tennis court.
The most popular theory about how pickleball got its name is that one of the founding fathers had a cocker spaniel named Pickles, who liked to steal the neon wiffle ball and run away.
By the end of the summer, apparently everybody on the island was playing, all the adults were playing pickleball.
Now, a match anywhere in Broward can draw hundreds of players, and that's a lot more than just a year ago. That's about when Joel Eads started playing on the Holiday Park courts.
Anything that keeps me active, that's fun, that's why I like to play it. It's a lot more than just, you know, hitting the ball.
Pickleball's combination of different sports gets at his passion for all things athletic. Eads works inside Holiday Park's indoor pickleball courts, and he stays after work to play outside with the more hardcore players. There are 27 courts all over Broward County. They're all free to play on. Besides Fort Lauderdale, Davie has courts, so do Coconut Creek, Tamarack, Oakland Park, Pompano Beach, just to name a few. In Plantation, Sandy Zoradowitz says there's a reason Broward County's pickleball community is booming when there are only two courts in Miami-Dade. Hockey.
Hockey was very, very popular with a very young group of kids, and it lost favor. So here we are.
Hockey rinks can be converted into pickleball courts pretty easily. And in the late 1990s, Broward County built a lot of hockey rinks. In fact, Plantation's permanent pickleball courts were put in over a year ago inside an old rink. The players have already asked Plantation officials to convert another rink into more courts for pickleball. Hockey rinks are oval-shaped with a tall wall around them. Pickleball courts are square, but the advantage is you can fit up to six pickleball courts on the inside of one rink with just a few nets and some lines drawn up.
If I was going to design one from scratch, it would be on a square field so that you could get closer to the side walls.
Pickleball player James Santiago is also a landscape architect, and he took it upon himself to draw plans for permanent courts inside of one of the hockey rinks in Holiday Park. The city of Fort Lauderdale liked his plans enough to follow them almost line for line.
This is going to be a great place to watch. You know, this was a hockey stadium, essentially, and they built it so people could go up on those bleachers and watch the games.
As of the end of January, those six new permanent courts are open for pickleball.
Another good shot.
Oh!
Boy.
Not quite.
I'm Katie Spitalski in Fort Lauderdale.